Title: The End of Humphrey's Executor, What the Supreme Court's Ruling on Presidential Removal Authority Means for Employers. Content: In Trump v. Slaughter, June 29, 2026, number 25-332. The Supreme Court held 6-3 that the president has unlimited authority to remove members of most independent federal agencies, overturning its landmark 1935 decision in Humphrey's Executor v. United States. The decision significantly expands presidential authority over independent federal agencies and is poised to reshape how labor and employment agencies like the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, operate going forward. The decision has practical implications for employers whose workplace compliance obligations are shaped by those agencies' enforcement priorities and regulatory guidance. What employers need to know. Background: Trump v. Slaughter arose from President Trump's March 2025 firing of FTC commissioners Rebecca Slaughter and Alvaro Bedoya, both Democrats. Slaughter sued, arguing that the Federal Trade Commission Act only permitted removal for inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office. She won in both the D.C. District Court and the D.C. Circuit, but the Supreme Court stayed those decisions when it took the case. Similar challenges had been brought by former members of the Merit Systems Protection Board, the EEOC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and the Federal Labor Relations Authority. Notably, former NLRB member Gwynne Wilcox, whom President Trump removed in early 2025, filed a parallel challenge based on the NLRA's analogous removal provision, which permits removal of NLRB members only for neglect of duty or malfeasance in office. The court overturns 90 years of precedent writing for the majority. Chief Justice John Roberts concluded that Humphrey's executor has not withstood the test of time. The majority reasoned that officials who exercise the president's executive authority must be removable by the president at will, and only then, Roberts wrote, can they remain accountable to the president, and the president to the people. The decision is the culmination of the court's gradually narrowing view of Humphrey's executor since 2010, following its decisions in Free Enterprise Fund v. CABE, Sila Law v. CFPB, and Collins v. Yellen, each of which incrementally limited the precedent's reach. The majority declined to define the bounds of its ruling, calling into question removal protections for officials not only at the FTC, but across the full range of independent agencies. In a companion case, Trump v. Cook, the court expressly excepted the Federal Reserve from its holding, reasoning that the nation's long historical tradition of separating monetary policy from political control, dating to the first and second banks of the United States, placed the Federal Reserve in a distinct category. The court also indicated that the ruling likely does not extend to non-Article III courts such as the U.S. Tax Court. In a solo concurrence, Justice Neil Gorsuch signaled that the ruling is the beginning, not the end, of the court's work in this area, and called on the court to continue restoring legislative and judicial powers to Congress and the courts. The three dissenting justices, in an opinion authored by Justice Sotomayor and joined by Justices Kagan and Jackson, argued that the majority's ruling undoes centuries of political practice and disregards the principle of stare decisis, warning that chaos will follow from the court's decision to upend a structure that Congress and the executive branch had relied upon for more than 90 years. Why the decision matters beyond the FTC. Although the case involved the FTC, its reasoning extends well beyond consumer protection to reach a full range of independent federal agencies. Many of the federal agencies that employers interact with most frequently are led by commissioners or board members who have traditionally enjoyed fixed terms and statutory protection from at-will removal. Those protections now appear constitutionally vulnerable. The practical consequence is straightforward. Presidents will likely have substantially greater authority to remove commissioners appointed by prior administrations and replace them with officials aligned with their own policy priorities. As a result, agency leadership, and therefore agency priorities, may shift far more quickly following presidential transition.